everyone. This is Morgan Phelps with Acuity Brands. Thank you for tuning in to the Women in Sustainability and Enterprise podcast, also known as WISE. We created this podcast to elevate the voices and achievements of women within Acuity Brands who are working towards a more sustainable environment and workplace. As Acuity continues their sustainable journey, we want to amplify the stories of the women who helped us get here, because it takes us all. Welcome to our journey.
Welcome to the Women in Sustainability and Enterprise podcast. I'm your co-host, Lauren Scott, alongside Simran Clare. Our guest today is Ashley McDonald. Ashley is a director of strategic accounts with Acuity Brands Lighting. Having joined the organization in February 2007 as a customer care specialist, she then moved into management within that group. In spring of 2014, Ashley transitioned into sales as a regional sales manager in the Northeast region. Ashley drove Acuity business in a $230 million market for 5 years. Looking to expand outside of her sales role, Ashley transitioned into a senior management role in Acuity's e-commerce and digital connectivity group. In March of 2020, she moved into her current role as director within strategic accounts. Ashley resides in Atlanta, Georgia, and in her free time, she enjoys live music, traveling, and spending time with her family and friends. And now, over to Simran.
Thanks, Lauren, and thanks, Ashley, for joining us today. To start our conversation, I'd love if you could dive a little deeper into your background by speaking to your professional journey thus far and how you got to where you are today.
Absolutely. But before I begin, I want to thank you, Simran, Lauren, and Morgan for allowing me to be a part of your podcast today. It truly is a privilege and an honor. In order for me to speak to how I got to where I am today, I think it's important for me to also talk about my background prior to joining Acuity. While I was in college, I had several jobs that introduced me to selling, and I often would work multiple jobs as I was trying to find what I was passionate about. And after graduating college, I worked as an enrollment coordinator for University of Phoenix in Savannah, Georgia. In that position, I would follow up with leads that were generated from the web regarding individuals' interest in continuing their education. And it was a little uncomfortable at first, I would admit, but once I had a few students enrolled, I realized that I was making a difference in their lives and encouraging them to further their education and get a degree. Oddly enough, I actually earned top enrollment coordinator for the year, which I was pretty proud of. I also realized that I had strong interpersonal skills. After, you know, I left that role in that position when I moved to Conyers, Georgia, and from there I became a probation officer. And in that role, I learned a lot about people and what I didn't want to do for a living. I quickly looked for a company that would give me an opportunity to grow and develop my career. So I actually had a few friends who were working for Lithonia Lighting at the time, and I gave them my resume for an open position within customer care. So I started in customer care in February 2007 as a customer care specialist. And that role, the company, everything about it seemed perfect for my skill set. Customer care back then was more of a project manager role, and there was a lot of flexibility to think outside the box and problem solve and really be an asset to the company. So unfortunately, after about 3 years of being in Georgia, I had to move to Tennessee. Right around that time, the company had just issued us laptops, and so we were able to work from home every other Friday. I definitely knew I didn't want to leave Acuity, even though I was leaving Georgia. So I put a presentation together, and I presented it to my manager and HR director at the time to allow me to work from home. And thankfully, they said yes. And shortly after working remote, I was actually promoted to customer care manager. So after 7 years of being in customer care, I decided that I wanted a challenge and I wanted to apply for the regional sales manager in the Northeast Territory. And that was in 2014. And within that role, I had several different positions on the sales team, including managing other sales members as a director. And then after 5 years of doing that, when I had some major changes in my personal life, I decided to move back to Georgia to be closer to family. And that's when I changed roles to the senior manager of digital engagement at Acuity headquarters and did that for about 18 months. And that's right around the time the strategic account director role opened up, which gave me the opportunity to get back into sales. So I've been in this role now for 3 years. I started March 2020. So the first 2 years were during a pandemic, which, as you can imagine, created a lot of professional and personal challenges for me. But here I am today, 3 years later, and loving this role.
It's such a unique and dynamic background professionally. And I know also from an educational lens, you have had some variety as well with a bachelor's degree in psychology and then a master's in business management. So two very different but interconnected areas. Can you speak to how this background has equipped you to deal with your role today?
Absolutely. I will say my original plan was to continue my education with psychology and actually pursue a career in that field. But with a year left in my undergraduate program, I was speaking with the department head, and she actually exposed me to some of her challenges that she had when she led her own practice as a psychologist. I decided to change focus and not continue my education with psychology, which led me, of course, eventually to Acuity. So once I joined Acuity, I decided I wanted to continue to go to school, but do so within business management. So both degrees have equipped me for all of my roles in very different ways. I believe my degree in psychology, along with my personality, has allowed me to understand people better. It has equipped me to be an active listener. I'm also more empathetic and realize that trust is the foundation of strong relationships. Whereas the business management degree taught me more about supply chain and other business processes and helped me accelerate my learning at Acuity from a business perspective. But both, with that being said, have turned out to be extremely positive for me and for all of my roles within Acuity.
Shifting the conversation to your time at Acuity, you've certainly held various leadership roles across multiple departments, from customer care to regional sales, and now even on to e-commerce and digital connectivity. Could you speak to the value of experiencing these different functions and how associates might be able to learn from this experience in their own journey?
Yeah, sure. I will say being a leader in my career has been both rewarding and challenging in various ways. My first experience as a manager, I was working remote, as I mentioned before, managing two teams who were also remote from each other. I was 28 years old and 50% of the team were nearly twice my age with a lot more experience. And so in the beginning, managing people who had more experience than I did was very challenging. And if I'm being honest, my fear at the time was I was more worried about still being their peer and them liking me at the time. I was also afraid they wouldn't like me as their manager now because I went from their peer to now their manager. But I quickly developed in that role as a leader, and I actually ended up building a rockstar team that I am extremely proud of. And truthfully, I'm still proud of today. I learned from that experience as a manager to always put the company and our customers first. Every decision I made and how I trained, managed the employees was based on an owner's mindset. I knew I didn't lack passion as long as the team could see that. My hope was that it would instill the same qualities. So it's actually crazy to think that it's one of our stated core values now. Secondly, the second one, when I became the director of distributor sales in the Mid-Atlantic, it was my second real leadership role, similar to the previous one. I was also one of the youngest on the team with the least amount of experience. So as you can imagine, it was intimidating for me because I was learning new skills at a rapid pace in a demanding customer-facing position. My strategy in that leadership role was to learn as much as I could from other more experienced salespeople and see what their best practices were as I developed my own skill set. I never pretended to know more than I did. I was very open and clear with others as to how much I still needed to learn. I constantly asked questions of others, and I gravitated towards those I respected and emulated. And I became friends and thought partners quickly with some of my peers, which, you know, helped me develop as a leader. And third, my role as a senior manager for digital engagement, I will say, was the most challenging role as a leader by far. My knowledge of e-commerce was extremely limited, and I felt vulnerable at times, but, you know, focused on listening and learning. But overall, I would say the various leadership roles I've been in, there's been a combination of feeling very confident and self-assured to being nervous and questioning myself as I stepped outside my comfort zone. All of my experiences have been positive in the long run and have shaped me to who I am today.
Thank you for being so transparent with those answers and sharing how you've
navigated over your different roles over the years, and you joined back in 2007, and certainly the organization has changed and evolved quite a bit since then. Could you walk us through how you've seen Acuity Brands go through the sustainability journey since the time you joined?
Yes, absolutely. And I laugh at this because in 2007, majority of us were all working from a desktop computer and in an office every day. And our sustainability efforts 10 years ago consisted of us having our garbage cans removed from our desk, which forced us to walk to the community disposal and separate our waste into what's recyclable and what's not. Acuity also around that time issued laptops, like I mentioned before, to those teams who were in customer facing roles. I guess it was sometime in 2009. So eventually the company began to give us flexibility to work from home on Fridays, which of course saved gas and energy in our facilities. But I mean, you fast forward to today where most of us work from home because of our Acuity Anywhere policy, and all of our processes from engineering, production, and sales include sustainability. It's amazing. So I've seen Acuity take sustainability to the next level, and it's not just a fad for us. We practice it in our everyday lives. And we encourage our agency network and our customers to join us on this journey. And as an employee of Acuity for 16 years, I can say I'm proud to work for a company that practices what we preach in terms of sustainability. And we strive to be a positive influence in all of our communities.
Diving a little deeper into our lighting and lighting controls business, could you talk about the role you see Acuity playing in the broader industry's sustainability journey?
Yes. So, you know, when you look at some of our recent major product launches, you can see what Acuity is doing to keep sustainability in the forefront. If you just look at our Compact Pro High Bay, where we have 75% less packaging, that's less waste that needs to be disposed, followed by our Stack product launched in the indoor space, which has 74% less pounds of cardboard waste used per year. I mean, that's huge. You know, with Acuity being the largest lighting manufacturer in North America, that adds up quickly. So I would say, and from my experience and from what I see, Acuity is committed to engineering and developing product that meets similar standards across the board with those two examples I just gave. So it's crazy to see how far we've progressed in such short time. The fact that you can carry two high bays and a backpack blows my mind. So it really is a great time to be in the lighting industry and to be a part of what we're doing from a sustainability standpoint.
And extending that a little bit further, we do talk about Acuity Brands operating at the intersection of technology and sustainability. Can you share what this means to you, especially in your current role?
Yes. So the technology that we're developing is allowing us to reach new heights of sustainability. We're developing more efficient luminaires that lower energy costs, that require less package, less fuel costs, and more importantly, and most importantly, also create better environments for humans and animals by helping us manage our circadian rhythms. For example, we developed amber wavelength outdoor lighting that helps prevent disturbing the natural life cycle of sea turtles. We develop cutoff lighting that reduces light pollution. We've developed color tunable technology that helps children learn better in schools and promote healthy living. In addition, the dynamic qualities of LED and our ability to control not only the color, but the light levels too, allows us to continuously push the envelope from an energy perspective. And as we develop these technologies, we're constantly looking for ways to reach new heights of sustainability. These are really just a few examples to name.
Shifting gears a little bit to learn more about you outside of work, how do you incorporate sustainability into your personal day-to-day interests or hobbies?
Let's see. I live in a LEED certified building that is in the city of Atlanta, where I barely use utilities. Also a self-proclaimed walkaholic who rarely drives my car. I walk fast, talk fast, and I'm extremely competitive. All my friends know that I pride myself on being extremely efficient in everything I do, which helps feed my competitive nature. It's actually kind of a running joke amongst my friends, and quite frankly, annoying for them of how efficient I am just with basic things when we're doing things. So I will say, as a consumer, I also try to direct my business to local companies that I can walk to, whether it's my doctor's appointments, you know, getting facials or what have you. I look within my local community so I can walk to those businesses. I also use a service that delivers basic household goods in reusable containers in addition to recycling. And I also grow a few of my favorite herbs. And I also avoid taking elevators. I don't like elevators mainly, but I also enjoy the extra steps and taking advantage of just walking versus using the elevator. And I also try not to use as many ride shares and walk instead. So as a result, you can imagine I get a lot of steps. I've actually coined it collecting steps. I really do try to think about the impact I have on the environment and everything I do on a daily basis.
Well, you sound like the renewable energy bunny with all of your steps that you get in on a regular basis. Are there moments where you do feel your energy perhaps wavering a little bit, especially when you read all of the news of what's going on from an environmental or a social side? And if so, do you have any tips or tricks as to kind of how to pull yourself out of those moments?
Absolutely. You know, I think all of us can agree. And for those listening, the last few years have been very challenging for all of us. I try not to let negativity get in my head, and I'm very determined, I would say, to stay motivated. It's just a part of who I am and my personality. You know, for the most part, I have a glass half full outlook on life. I look for the good things in life and in people, and I'm always trying to find ways to improve myself personally and professionally. And I believe in the good nature of people and always trying to give people the benefit of the doubt, because you never know what journey they're going through in their life and where they're at in their journey.
Keeping on the theme of women and sustainability in business, do you have any resources that you would recommend to our listeners to check out if they're interested in learning more on either of those topics?
I would tell you my favorite book of all time that has helped me both professionally and personally was People Can't Drive You Crazy If You Don't Give Them the Keys. I read that book when I was going through some tough times in my professional career, and that book really, really helped me get through that.
Many associates here at Acuity and beyond are filling multiple roles at work and then in their personal lives. Do you have any suggestions as to how employers can support the full self of their employees? Or have you seen anything that works firsthand for parents or caregivers or those who are really trying to have to wear multiple hats in their day-to-day life?
Yeah, so first I will say I'm very fortunate to work for a company that I think that cares so much about our well-being. For Acuity, we have that policy of unlimited vacation and working remote, which of course allows employees to stay motivated and engaged, not only at work, but in their personal lives as well. So whether it's family or your hobbies or just additional work responsibilities, your focus on health and wellness in the last several years has really helped me and a lot of other employees focus on their mental and physical health and their well-being because of that. I would say, you know, we have a very structured and easily accessible resource for mental and physical health. We have an app called Virgin Pulse that has brought us all together, I would say, at least for myself and my coworkers, and has kept us healthy by competing with one another, which for those of you who don't know, listening, the Virgin Pulse app, it's integrated with the Apple Health app and lets you share your steps with your coworkers. So I'll give you an example. We have challenges where we compete with one another on a pretty regular basis. And if I see someone beating me in the leaderboard, it has actually motivated me to get off the couch if I'm watching a show and pace around my apartment just so I can progress on the leaderboard. So I guess that would be my suggestion.
As we look to the next generation coming into the workforce, what advice would you give to a young woman who's just starting out in the industry, or even a younger version of Ashley yourself, circa 2007?
I would say little Ashley would tell others to speak up. Speak up and ask questions no matter how silly you think they seem. I say that because I didn't do that often when I was younger. Now that I'm older, I wish I had. I would also say listen when someone is trying to help you. If someone is taking the time to help you, then they care about you. So stay connected with that person and let them be your mentor, because they obviously want to see you be successful. And to piggyback on that, I will tell you that Ashley today, the advice Ashley today, the more I've matured and grown over the years is give yourself grace, and give others grace. Because as I mentioned before, you just never know where people are in their journey, and be patient with your own journey, and you'll get there when the time is right.
And then finally, we like to wrap up every episode by asking our guests the same final question. What does sustainability mean to you?
So I would say sustainability for me is I try to live my life with an awareness of everything around me, all the way down to how I take care of my mind and body on a daily basis. So as we go through this thing called life, and as we experience everything that life has to offer, I feel that it's important to have a sense of consciousness of the world and the positive impact we can have on everything and everyone around us. So I would say for me, it means doing my part to make this world a better place when I'm gone.
Ashley, we just want to thank you so much for your time today and sharing your journey with us and our listeners. It's been such a pleasure getting to learn more about you and your role at Acuity, and we can't wait to see what's next for you.
Thank you very much, and thank you again for this opportunity.
Thank you for supporting this month's Women of the Month here on WISE. We're looking forward to sharing more success and stories with you all here at Acuity Brands. Feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and we'll see you all next month.